You are listening to the audio production of 60 Ways to Lower Your Blood Sugar, Simple Steps to Reduce the Carbs, Shed the Weight, and Feel Great Now by Dennis Pollack, published by Harvest House Publishers. This book is read by Bob Sauer. To my sweet lady and my best friend, my wife, Benedicta, who is truly a gift from God to me. Forward. The relationship of obesity to blood sugar problems and type 2 diabetes has been known for years. In this country today, the weight problem is epidemic. Just look around the next time you go to a restaurant, supermarket, or any place else there are lots of people, and see how many of them are overweight. Dieting to lose weight is important, of course, but just what foods are better for your health to accomplish this task? The author has spent much effort selecting not only foods but a lifestyle to deal primarily with his blood sugar problem, and with great success. The changes he suggests are not necessarily easy, but the end result is what is important. Eating a healthy diet will prevent many medical problems and decrease or eliminate the need for expensive medications. As I would tell my patients, all the food God made is good, but what people do to it may not be, and this is manifested by what you see today in this country. How earnestly do you want to be healthy? How motivated are you? How committed are you? Moderation in all you eat, as well as motivation to select healthy foods, are essential. Both are wisely stressed by the author. As you listen to this book, may you be inspired to deal with your own issues for the sake of your better health. Paul Sainman, MD, ABOG. The Simple and Basic Keys. Diabetes is on the rise in America. This is not a new phenomenon. It has been steadily increasing for years and shows no signs of letting up. It is projected that within another 50 years, one in three Americans will be diabetic. There is a note of hope in this, however. The fact that the rate of diabetes can increase reveals that there are factors we can control, things we can do to decrease our chances of becoming diabetic, or if already diabetic, to begin to reverse the process. If diabetes were totally unrelated to lifestyle factors, it would neither increase nor decrease from one age to another or from one culture to another. This is clearly not the case. As is true in so many areas of life, our primary problem is not ignorance of what we should do, it is a lack of motivation to do what we know we need to do. In my previous book, Overcoming Runaway Blood Sugar, I shared my own experience with blood sugar that rose precipitously high and dropped dangerously low. By the time I was in my 40s, my blood sugar was totally out of control. My pancreas was working just fine, but it was being overworked by a body that was no longer processing carbs and sugar efficiently. A high-carb meal could raise my blood sugar to twice the normal level or higher, and then within a couple of hours after my abused pancreas had gamely dumped prodigious amounts of insulin into my bloodstream, it might fall to half of normal. I would be trembling violently and feeling like I was about to pass out, which I did in public once, to my shock and embarrassment. At first, I had no clue as to what was going on in my body, but had some suspicions that it had to do with blood sugar. After obtaining a blood glucose monitor, I started checking my blood sugar several times a day. I soon realized that what I put in my mouth an hour or two previously had everything to do with the numbers I was seeing on the monitor. Lots of pasta, a big dessert, and a soda to wash it all down led to disastrous numbers. But a large chef salad with eggs, ham, and garden vegetables with water to drink produced beautiful numbers. Not content to merely observe, I started reading different books and articles related to blood sugar. Trying to stay mainstream, I discovered that the most reputable and conservative authors came to the same conclusions. The three basic means of controlling blood sugar are reducing carbohydrates, regular exercise, and shedding excess weight. Now I had hope. As fearful as those trembling episodes had been, my attitude was, give me something concrete to do about it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?